At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's okay. How are you?
Good.
Good.
There have been some changes.
There have been some changes.
Growth. Some changes. Yeah.
I think changes is a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a good week. A few weeks, a couple weeks.
It's been a stretching.
Yes.
Yes.
Because... I forget, had we gone on our trip before the last one? I don't think we had.
No.
I think we had talked about it.
No.
That we were
I
about
think
to
we were about to. We were going to have anniversary, so 12 years.
12 years.
Whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
We went to Chicago.
That was fun.
That was fun. We had Aaron and Whitney Lage. They were kind enough to host us in their little cute little apartment Airbnb.
Yes. Highly recommend. 10 stars.
Sincerely. And then with their sweet, sweet girls loving on us and taking care of us and just making us feel very, very welcome.
Yes.
And then very sad because we left.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a good trip. It was an opportunity to slow down.
Yeah.
Actually have a conversation, like not being interrupted.
Yes.
That was different.
Yeah.
our sweet kiddos stayed behind, and Gabri sweetly took care of her little brother, as also your parents, which
yeah.
we appreciate them very
yes,
much.
We do.
So, but it was one of those opportunities to where we got to be poured into, but then we also got to pour out because. Whitney and Aaron have a branch of, I guess, kind of, it's a not a satellite church, but sort of.
It's like sort of, but.
It's associated with the church that we go to.
Yeah.
And anyway, they, their pastor's up in the Chicago area. And they had a marrieds workshop happening,
yeah.
just happening to be happening that Saturday. I said happening several times
yeah.
there.
Just happened to be happening.
Happened to be happening. And they were so cute because they said, do you think that they would want to say something? And so they had to stand up and speak. And it was interesting because it's like, share something when people say that.
Yeah.
You just kind of want to go... Because we had a really great evening before, and even Aaron said that he learned things about us that he didn't even know.
Yeah.
And so as much as you may know somebody or, you know, because he's one of our pastors, you know, and she's one of my friends, but her sister more so, just, you know, you're around people, you know of people, but to actually sit down, break bread, find out who they are.
Yeah.
Maybe even get a little bit more into why they are who they are.
Yeah.
Then it brings other things to life, but it also, I think, almost even more so, it not just brings things to life, but I think it gives people a better understanding plus an appreciation of just, oh,
yeah,
this is what you went through, but wow. But God, like
yeah.
you don't even smell like smoke, or, oh, I understand now why your sense of humor is a little twisted or whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever it is that people might say. So they were kind enough to give us, you know, some time. I think they would have given us a whole lot of time, but they gave us enough time at the end. I spoke kind of like long-winded like I do, and then... Whitney, I handed the mic to you, and then Whitney asked you to share your background as far as where you came from and, you know, being Catholic and witchcraft and then coming into Christ. And what does that look like and how did that go about?
Yeah.
So it was phenomenal because long story short, after we shared, we had several couples come up to us afterwards. And then the following Sunday, the next morning, we went and worshiped at church with them. And you're cornered by a couple, not in a bad way, just, you know, they, that sounds bad, I'm sorry.
They came up attacking me.
Yeah, they just, they immediately wanted to gleam everything out of you. And then we had the opportunity to minister and to share with a couple of other couples even after church. So it was, so that's what I mean by it's like we had an opportunity to be poured into. They ministered to us, loved on us, give us a space to just breathe. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of the things that we do. And I don't think I passed out so many of our cards for our podcasts ever, like in one space, just here. And so if our group is listening.
Yeah. So welcome to all the new listeners.
Welcome to all of our new listeners. And more so than anything, thank you guys for being so gracious and kind to us on our trip. It was refreshing, and it's beautiful to have people come in contact with you and you in contact with them that are so hungry and so teachable and so want to know, how can I do this? Like, how does this work?
Yeah.
Even if it's not, we don't have all the answers, or maybe our answers aren't the answers for you. The fact is that we're able to bring you into a space to think maybe outside of what the norm, what culture says is normal, and say, hey, there are alternatives. There are other ways to go about this. So it was just precious. So it was very, very sweet. So and then last week we got real busy.
Yep.
So it's been a lot for the last 2 weeks. Not bad. Our boy is playing baseball. Our girl is still healing from her surgery.
Yep.
She has a new thing. We had to take her to urgent care. She got bit by a spider. Yep. Dear God.
We were waiting for her to turn into Spider Girl.
It didn't. Like, all four of us were cheering it on.
Yeah, we were.
I mean, she like is even doing the little hand flick to try to see if there's webs coming out of her or something. But it's good that everybody had a good sense of humor about it.
Totally.
And then we celebrated Mother's Day.
Yep.
So happy Mother's Day to all of the moms.
Day.
Every day is Mother's Day.
Yes.
I got wicked hiccups is what's happening with me. And you guys were gracious and sweet and loving like you always are, and took me to go get plants and fed me all sorts of food, and then plus ice cream.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, babe.
Tuesday, yes.
We have a new addition to our family.
We decided to pick up a hitchhiker.
It did kind of feel that way. It was kind of weird. Here, meet us at this gas station.
Station along the highway.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead, hop in the back seat. We'll welcome you into our home.
That's it. And our sweet hitchhiker's name is what?
Her name is Sparks.
Her name is Sparks.
She is a Ridgeback Labrador. So she is
the most beautiful red color.
She really is. She's a little 3-year old.
Uh-huh.
But she is going to, her and I are going to go on a journey for her to be my service dog.
Yeah.
So that will be fun.
Yeah.
So for all of you that listen to In the Real and hear special appearances from Albus.
Yes.
One day you will probably also be hearing guest appearances from Sparks.
Yes. So. Yes. You'll hear the jingle of the collar.
Yes.
Yeah, and the little chain and stuff. But yeah, she's precious. She's you know, she's hung out with us now for just a second, but she seems to be acclimating really well to the family.
Yeah.
The family to her, mm-hmm. our beautiful girl, she lights up every time she comes to find her. And our little guy, he thinks she's cool.
Yeah.
We went and picked him up today from school. First time in the back seat of my teeny tiny car.
Yes.
That was fun in itself because she is a big girl.
Yeah.
Like, she's 75 solid pounds, not a tiny dog like our Ginger was.
No.
And It's sweet. Yeah. It was just, it was sweet. So she rode really well and got in, got out, no problems. And so, yeah, she's, we might keep her.
Yeah.
For the most part, I think we got like a trial run.
Yeah.
Says the person.
We haven't subscribed yet.
We haven't subscribed yet. But according to the lady that's over the program, she's, and it's really cool because she loves God and just really is big in that space. She's like, I think I have a real good feeling about this. So we're going to see how it goes. And just stick with us on this journey. If we sound a little extra tired today, that might be kind of the reason why.
Yes.
Maybe just me.
All the journeys.
All the journeys
converging into a journey.
Yeah, I'm still working towards my certification for the relationship
coach
person mediator thing, and I'm feeling a little overwhelmed just because like there's so much change going on, and then next week is the last week of school for Sebastian, and it's just a lot. It's a lot good. It's not bad. Nothing bad.
No.
Just a lot good.
It feels like everything's happening all at once.
A lot of change. And sometimes we get in a space where we don't want the change. We don't like the change. But if we don't start heeding to it and bending to it, then something breaks. And that's the last thing we want. So.
And I think, I don't remember if we've said it in the past, but I know we've talked about it a little bit. At least you and I have. But sometimes change can bring grief, a touch of grief, because it's changing from one season to another. It's changing from, you know, one position to another. You know, there is sometimes, like, again, even if it's 100% good change, sometimes there's some grief that comes along with that change. So it's like, not only are you shifting and growing and changing and learning, but it's also, you know, a touch of grief about that old season, position, what have you, that you were on.
Right.
So.
And I would say that that's probably some of the stuff that we're feeling.
Yeah.
Me in particular.
Yeah.
I mean, you also, but it's, you've got to, I say it respectfully, it's like you have a new toy.
Yeah.
So where it's, you know, it's that learning process for me of stepping back, because I used to be your support dog.
Yes.
And now, you know, you actually have a doggy.
Yes.
Which is a good thing. She's all of ours, but yes.
But even though we joke, you are still my emotional support chihuahua.
It's, you know, it's true. It's true. Nobody can talk you off a ledge like me.
That's right.
So, but it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. So what are we talking about?
So all of that said.
Yes, that was a lot. How much time was that? That was a lot.
It was a little over 10 minutes.
You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Welcome to our world,
Welcome
guys.
To our
this
world,
is kind
yeah.
of what's going on. And it's like, I do, I always feel like I want to apologize to people when I tell them kind of what's going on with us, but at the same time, it's like sometimes it feels like we're hit and miss, and I don't mean for us to be hit and miss.
Right. Yeah.
I think the beautiful thing is we also have those other two projects, podcast projects that we do, you with the fellas and me with the girls, and a lot of this takes time.
Yeah.
Time that we are willing to invest, but, you guys just be praying and bearing with us, because we're trying to figure out, like I have a journal I write in every day, and my thing was, Father, help me be disciplined in this next leg of the race, because I have got to be, on my game like I have never been on my game before. Like I need to get up early in the mornings, and I need to do the things that I have been requested to do, literally. When you know that God has asked you to do something, a lot of people go, oh, well, that makes it easier. Not really at all. So sometimes it makes it harder, just because now you have an adversary and now you have the things, but it also is that kind of like what you were saying, the grieving of the last season, but also the, not even just the grieving, but just the the weightiness of the new responsibilities that are coming in. And so it's, it is good. Growth is happening.
Yes.
And it is good.
Yes.
So I think that actually kind of takes us into,
I think so,
our last, so we've been doing the questions.
Yep.
We've been asked, by several of our people, I don't believe that this is the last question. All of a sudden, I was like, I don't think this is the last question, but this is the question we're doing today.
Yeah.
So
this is part three.
This is part
of
three.
Our questions from the audience.
That is right. That is right. Did you want to read it or did you want me to read it?
I can.
Okay.
I can. Yeah. So today's question that we're going to be talking about, explain the process that you two went through in becoming one in marriage the first 5 years. Coming from different lives to one life, was it hard, easy? What were the challenges? What was the fun part? Sorry, radio voice.
A little bit. A little bit. All right, so explain the process that you went through in becoming one in marriage the first 5 years.
We courted, then we got married.
But then
that's the start of it.
But it's like the process that we, when the first 5 years. So here's the deal, guys. We didn't talk about the answer. Like, we're doing this on the fly with you guys. Let's see.
I want to kind of joke, but also be serious. What you guys listen to is a lot of the process that we went through while we were courting. Our first 5 years of marriage. I mean, that was a big part of the process. And I think that's one of the reasons why with the two of us, whenever we talk to couples, whenever we talk about marriage, you know, with us wanting to go on the journey of being relationship coaches, you know, we have experienced and we have witnessed basically the power of having productive conversations, of having even unproductive conversations. I don't really want to say it that way, but I want to say like serious versus unserious.
Yeah, no, I think it's true. I think I will say the way that I interpreted that when you said that. So productive is like we get to the heart of the matter and we get into it and we do what we need to do, right?
Yeah.
We sort through the mess. We do all this stuff and whatever. I would say like when it seems unproductive, it's like even the unproductive can become productive because it's like you're learning, even if the unproductive seems like you're falling over your words or you're not quite getting your thoughts across, you're learning how to sit in the quiet or you're learning how to sit in the midst of the, I don't even know what we're saying right now, but learning how to sit even when you don't quite understand what.
Yeah. I all of a sudden it's like, you know, I thought about, you know, like when you're learning making love and sex for the first time as a married couple.
Yes.
It's like there will be fumbling.
Yes.
There will be pleasure.
Yes.
There will be the exploration and the curiosity.
Yes.
And you know, so it's like that. You know, there will be fumbles.
Yes.
You know, there will be bursting out laughing during very serious times.
Yes.
You know, you will sometimes be in the mood to talk. You will sometimes not be in the mood to talk, but you still need to talk.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I started laughing. I was like, haha. It's
no.
Like sex.
No. That's fantastic. I would say, explain some of the process. So I would say some of the process, like number one, communication.
Yeah.
One of the main things is you've got to know that you've got to trust this person. Okay, well, Dina, that's great that you say that, but like this person screwed me over, or just like they fumbled.
Right.
Like they didn't follow through on the thing. Okay, well, love covers a multitude of sins.
Yes, it does.
And it doesn't keep a record of wrong.
That's right.
And it has a tendency to say, let's start again.
Yeah.
Let's try this again. Okay, I see where we messed up here, or I see where you messed up here, or I see where I messed up here. However the combination is, the thing is when you walk through the process, sometimes, and this isn't even just 5 years, like maybe you're 15, maybe you're 25, maybe you're whatever, however many years in, maybe something happened, right? Like maybe it was a major fumble and yeah. you have to say, am I willing to choose this person?
Yeah.
Even in the midst of the failing, am I willing to fight with this person, not fight at this person, but fight yeah. with this person to say, okay, process is, hey, Luke, like we didn't talk all the way through on this particular situation.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how I'm feeling X, Y, Z,
yeah.
and then ABC and then 1, 2, 3 and all of the things in between. Let me process this through. And you as a loving husband, choosing to walk with me and fight with me to get to the other side of this is willing to say, even if it gets messy,
yeah.
You are safe with me. Your heart is now safe with me again. Let me prove that you can trust me.
Yeah.
And even when, because even now when we have conversations and if it's something that we're having to process or something has been fumbled, that's just a great word,
yeah.
fumbled along the way, one of us will say, listen, I need you to hear my heart as I fumble over my words, yeah. because what comes out of my mouth may not sound pretty. It may sound not polished. It may not come out right, even how my brain or my heart is processing it. I need you to give me a second to just try to walk it through.
Yeah.
And then as the person is done talking, you as the listener gets to say, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. What I believe I heard you say was X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Did I hear you properly? Did I hear you correctly? We do that even now. We don't go quite into that formality like we used to.
Yeah, no.
But I think it's because we were still learning how to even do that. Now it's just, I can look at you like I did the other yeah. morning and say, look at me. I'm going to talk to you as my best friend and not as my husband.
Yeah.
And when I say stuff like that, you know what it is that I'm about to say.
Yeah.
I'm not coming at you to attack you. I'm not coming at you. I'm coming towards you as your friend.
Yeah.
And saying, this is what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Cause I think a lot of it is, you know, when early on in a marriage, early on in a relationship, you're still learning each other's basically communication styles, you know, yeah. so you're learning, you know, well, when they say this with this tone, this is what they mean. You know, you're not going to know that right away.
Correct.
You know, we did not know that when we first got married. You know,
yeah.
there was a lot of explaining of,
yeah.
wait, this is what I meant. Or,
why are you yelling
at me?
This
is going to come out really wrong and going to sound horrible, but let me fumble over my words to explain my point.
Right.
You know, and so I think that's what you got to keep in mind is you are learning each other. You're
yeah.
ultimately learning each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would say, you know, I know we did a couple of the, you know, like find out what your love language is.
Yeah.
You know, find out, you know, if you want to do like, you know, some of like the little simple personality tests or something like that. You know, I will encourage that. But here's my huge caveat.
Biggest but.
Yes, my biggest but caveat is do not get locked into that.
Please don't.
Because a lot of those are just a snapshot in time of how you are at this point. And B, you know, God can change all things.
Yeah.
You know, we as Christians believe that God can change our DNA.
Yes.
So why would he have the ability to change our DNA but not change a personality?
Come on, sir.
You know, because we've known people that they're like, well, according to this personality test, I am a hardcore introvert. So I will always be an introvert. I can never change from that. And that's who I am. And so everybody around me has to just deal with it. And it's like, no.
And instead of growing and becoming better at social skills, I'm going to crutch on this.
Right.
I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and the same can be said of, you know, the extreme extroverts mm-hmm. or like the type A personalities.
It's just loud.
Yeah.
You don't have to be that loud, bro.
You know, it's like, well, because of my personality, I will always act like a bull in a china shop.
Yes.
It's like, no, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
self-control is a gift.
Yeah. So again, take some of those.
Yes.
You know, learn kind of who you are at the moment. Learn
yes.
who your spouse is at the moment.
Yeah.
And work from there. You know, if you need to use that as a starting off point,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
But I will also say, if you find a personality test that says, you know, what kind of potato are you, take that one too. Because that could I'm a potato. Because that could start some really good conversations.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Oh, you're a Yukon Gold? Oh, wow, I didn't realize that. I'm a red. I just blew your mind.
I think that's fantastic. I was like, I am a Yukon Gold, by golly. I have no idea what that means. It's fine.
You know, so use those.
Yeah, no,
you know,
those
but
are fun.
Have fun with those.
Yes. Yes.
You know, because again, even with the like the love languages one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember exactly what it was, but what it was. What our results were at the beginning of our marriage is not what it is now.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. I think one of the main things, don't take yourself so seriously.
Yes.
Just don't take yourself so seriously. Because it's like, it says coming from different lives to one life. Like, how does that happen? How do you, you know, what kind of process do you do? You explore, you learn, you get excited about the journey.
Yeah.
You celebrate the differences. You don't sit there and go, oh my gosh. Like we would randomly, this is some of the fun things that we would do. We would listen to music in the car and we are incredibly eclectic with our musical
yes.
listening pleasures.
Yes,
and it's like a song would come on and you would just start like spouting out. And I would just go, oh my gosh, who are you right
now?
Like,
I haven't listened to this song in 15 years, but I, for some reason, remember
like
every
word. And it's like, you what are singing what? And it's like, yeah, but it's, you know, I don't even know you. And that, and we
yeah.
would laugh and then joke about it. But it's like the beautiful thing of you get to discover somebody. And even if you've been married for 15, 20, 30 years, you still get to continue to discover somebody
yes.
because you're constantly growing. You're constantly changing. Some are very, very subtle. Some are very, very slow. Some are going to be overnight.
Yeah.
Some things you're going to just stand back and go, whoa, whether it's you've experienced the presence of God in a tangible way, in a crazy way, right? Like your life is completely like restored or something's changed.
Yeah.
Something could traumatic happen. All of a sudden it's like stuff that you thought that you had dealt with all of a sudden is coming to the surface and now you're having to go, whoa, we need to soldier through and we need to figure out how to do this.
Yeah. Or all of a sudden a health scare.
Yeah.
Like a motorcycle accident.
Come on.
That, you know, because that happened within the first 5 years of our marriage.
Dude, that was legit.
You know,
yeah.
all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, your husband is now at the trauma room at KU Med.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is. And it's so you have that. But that was even after your first health situation where like you
yeah.
had lead poisoning.
Yeah.
Your body is literally doubled over. You're walking with a cane.
Yeah.
All of the things. I'm literally having a conversation with the Holy Spirit going, I did not sign up for this. And he goes, yes, you did. You said, for better or for worse.
In sickness and in health.
It just happened to show up a lot faster than
yeah.
some people, right?
Yeah, within what, the first 2-3 months of our marriage?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like fast.
Yeah.
Like fast. And so what do you do?
Yeah.
You say, okay, Father, you've given me a good gift. You have placed this person to walk with me the rest of my days and me the rest of theirs.
Yeah.
So I am going to continue to choose them. I'm going to wake up every day. I get to choose them. Even with the obstacles or if there's new things in play, I'm going to choose them because that is the right thing to do. We made a covenant. This is who we are.
Yeah.
And I get to. It's not even a have to. It's I get to. Coming from different lives into one life, I keep going back to that. Just, you say it all the time, enjoy the journey. Yeah. It's like people go, oh, well, that means be joyful and have a good time constantly all the time. No, actually, no. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Yeah. It's be present.
Yeah.
Be in the moment. We always talk about Gabriel and I shopping. Did you enjoy the journey?
Yeah.
Which i.e. means, hey, mom, were you intentional with your time that you spent with your daughter? Hey, babe, we enjoyed our journey in Chicago. We didn't laugh every day. We didn't you know what I mean? It wasn't like we were arguing. There was anything. There were some days we're just walking.
Yeah.
But it's like we're being intentional. You're being present in that moment. Whether it's in the worst of the worst, are you intentional? Are you present? Are you present to the person that you're in this with? Are you present to the Holy Spirit? Are you present to God? Are you present to the people that maybe God is putting in front of you right there in that moment? Hey, you're okay? Like, I literally walked up to you when you were on the gurney and your head is all like has missing
head
skin.
And shoulder, missing skin.
Missing skin.
Bloody.
Yep. And I go, are you, like, we cried.
Yeah.
And I said, are you okay? I'm okay. Okay. And I literally said, now let's see who it is that we're here for.
Yep.
And that we know that was God.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
At that point, because it's like, okay, if you're fine. And I'm fine.
Yeah.
Then that means, Father, you've got us here for some reason. What the enemy made to literally kill you.
Yep.
Where what the enemy has made to steal, kill, and destroy, God will bring forth his glory if we pay attention.
Yes.
And we learned early on in those years in the hard to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
To pay attention to each other. But more than that, to pay attention to Holy Spirit, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Because if my spouse right now is having a very hard moment and having a hard time, maybe mental health is happening, cancer is going on, whatever it is that's going on in that moment, a hard pregnancy, Father, what is it that, what part do I get to play to help the hard not be so hard in this moment?
Yeah. And I think in a way, kind of what you were saying makes me think of some of the things that, you know, some of the things we went through and did, but also I would kind of hand out as advice, if you will, of, you know, it's like, I want to try to say this really carefully, but I also want to like get my meaning out.
Get your meaning out and then try to go careful. Just listen to his heart, guys, not just his words. See?
Yes. So as important as it is when you're in a new marriage, new relationship, to focus on each other and learn as much as you can about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't get so focused on yourselves and each other that you ignore everyone and everything around you.
Thank you.
You know, because it's like I almost want to say that's not fair to your new spouse to make them your world.
Ugh, yeah.
You know, because again, there is so much going on, you know, because you still have friends, you still have family.
Yeah.
You still have responsibilities.
Yes.
You know, you still have life that you're living. It's just now that you are married.
Mm-hmm.
Your two lives get to get braided together.
Yes.
You know, it's like I think I want to say it like that. You know, it's braided together. You know, I know there's the saying about, you know, Jesus being the triple braided cord.
Yep.
You know, it's you, your spouse,
broken.
And Jesus. What's that?
It's not easily broken.
Right. But it's also, I want to say I like that image because it's also you and your spouse, you're still easily identifiable in that triple braided cord.
I like that.
You're not separate. You're not individual, but you are intertwined with each other.
Yeah.
But you're still individuals. You still have your lives. You still have your friends.
Yeah.
But you're now together.
Yeah.
You know, you and I, there are times we'll go out and it's like, hey, I'm going out with the guys or I'm going out to do this. And
yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm going out with the girls.
Yeah.
You know, just because you're going out without your spouse does not mean all of a sudden your spouse means nothing or, oh, I'm single for the night.
Come on, babe.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, because it is, it's still important. It's important to keep those relationships in addition to your marriage because those relationships help strengthen your marriage.
I was going to say, especially the ones that are feeding goodness to your marriage. The ones that are toxic, the ones that are pulling you away, the ones that are encouraging you to maybe be single while you are still married and out and about.
Or cut. The friend groups that participate in spouse bashing.
Ooh, yuck. See, just run as fast as you can from those.
But if you've got accountability partners,
dude,
if you've got friends that are going to build you up and say, hey, have you thought about this? Hey,
yes.
I went on this really cool thing and it really helped my marriage. Have you ever thought of that?
Yeah.
You know. Be with those people.
Yeah.
Hang out with those friends.
Yes. Yes. Because, I mean, I would say that the people that are in our lives that we do hang out with, which, with all due respect, guys, for the most part, like, we don't go out separate very often.
We don't.
But when we do, it is a space where it is uplifting.
Yeah.
We come back encouraged. We come back strengthened. So that, even if it's just strengthening us individually in that moment, ultimately when it strengthens us individually in that moment, we do come back and it strengthens us together.
Yeah.
And that's when you know that it's good fruit. That's when you know that you're surrounded by good people, that they're standing back there and they're cheering you on.
Yeah.
They want nothing but the best for you. So, I think we kind of answered some of the questions, but
actually, what? I was gonna add a little more.
Sure.
Especially with our first 5 years together.
Yeah.
Because I know that we're not totally unique.
Yeah.
There are other people like us.
Yeah.
But it feels like, I don't know, in a way it feels like it's not as common, or it's at least in the minority of the fact of our first 5 years of marriage, our courtship, not only were we getting to know each other and learning how we were going to be as a couple, but we also had Gabriel in the mix.
Goodness.
So it was, you know, from day one, from pre-day one.
Yes.
We were learning to be a family together.
Yes.
While we were also learning to be a married couple.
Yes.
You know, it's like, how are we a couple?
So that throws
plus
one
how
more...
are we a married or a family? Plus how am I learning to be stepdad, dad, you know?
Yeah. And,
you know, so it's like that was like another dynamic that was thrown into that process.
Yes.
And there were a lot of raised voices. There was a lot of frustration. There was a lot of throwing hands up and, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Right.
I'm just going to focus on you and I'm not going to worry about her, you know? And
and that didn't fly very well.
You would be like, nope, can't do that.
Can't do that.
Can't do that. And I...
Yeah.
Much as I wanted to, I did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I am super, 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 super thankful that I did not.
I think it helps because the follow-up questions was it hard? Okay. So we've already told you guys a couple of the things that are hard. Okay. This was also what was hard. Like, was it hard? Was it easy? What were the challenges? What was the fun part? Okay. So here's your challenges. Here's the hard. It's you don't just have two different personalities in the mix here. You literally have three of us now.
Yeah.
And, our beautiful brown-eyed girl, like, she enjoyed the thought of you, but she didn't like sharing me with you.
She didn't like me at first either.
She didn't. She had a hard time. And again, in her defense, you know, like a big majority of the people that had come into our lives had walked away at some point. And so...
And I looked scary.
And you did look scary. Yeah. And it was... Which is so funny now because, like, she looks at you. She adores you. She, you know, there's those moments where she'll just say, you just have glowed up so well.
Yeah.
And it's really cute. Y'all got a really sweet relationship. Yeah. But we had to build that.
We did.
And I remember... being referee at several occasions and looking at the two of you and saying, do not give up on her. And then looking at her and saying, you can't push him away.
Yeah.
Because I have been the product of a divorced home and then the stepchild and pushing my stepdad away and then him just kind of like doing that, like focusing on my mom, but then the moments coming into my life and where I really needed a dad, he would step up to the plate. But I kept looking at you and saying, I don't need you just to step up on a plate. Like, I need you to own the plate.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just come up on the plate when you're ready. Like, you need, you're dad now.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. There is no steps and halves and
right.
Twice removes in our world.
Nope.
This is, you are family.
Yeah.
And this is how we do this. And teaching Gabri in that same space, she still, you know, after 12 years, does not call you dad, but you are dad.
Yeah.
You
she
are,
treats me as dad.
She treats you as dad.
Yeah.
She has a very high respect for you. There are, and I joke, but I joke, but and you're laughing because you already know what I'm about to say. I joke, but guys, I wouldn't have it any other way. There's most given days anymore, this beautiful girl of ours will listen to him before she'll listen to me. And I am absolutely I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me one bit.
Yeah.
Because you and I are on the same page. We're on the same team. We're saying the same thing, but it just happens to be coming from dad, who you genuinely do deliver things to her in a place where I can't.
Yeah.
And where once upon a time, listen to me, mamas of kiddos that are either single or that are in the verge of relationship and then eventually married. One of the biggest wrecks that you can do, okay, even the guys that have the babes that are bringing it to single parents, okay, the biggest wreck that you can do is walk up to a new marriage and say, my kids come before you.
Yeah.
That is the absolute biggest wreck that you can do to your marriage, to that family.
Yeah.
That is not the way that God designed it. Well, Dina, Luke, like it's in my second marriage. Hi, welcome to our world.
Right.
This is who we are. I'm going to challenge you and say, no, your marriage comes first. And when you put that marriage first and when you create that foundation and you're showing that love and that respect to your spouse, it's teaching that child that that's what they get to be too. That's who they get to, how they get to respond to that new parent.
Yeah.
They get to respond in the same way you do. And then at the same time, you're also teaching them how they one day are going to treat their spouse and then their children. Because there's too many times where everything gets out of order and then you wonder why, it's just not as solid as it could be.
Because, I mean, I don't know where it is, and I could be completely missing the mark on this, but I'm pretty sure in the Bible it talks about, I mean, I know it's mostly talking about, like, widows and such,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, the new husband would come in and marry the woman, and all of a sudden it's, like, his family.
His family. That's
it. It's not like a, oh, you now get a new wife and her kids.
Yeah.
It's you're now family.
Correct.
You're now taking care of them.
Right.
I mean, I know sometimes in some ways it's more of like a caregiver thing, but it's still.
Yeah.
Nope. This is now my family.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And I'll say, you know, kind of public kudos, if you will, to you is, you know, I've seen some marriages, relationships where a single parent comes into it and they look at their new spouse mm-hmm. and say, you're not allowed to discipline my child.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and that kind of goes along with the, I put my kid above in front of you.
Yep.
But, you know, even if they say, oh, I'm not going to make my child a priority over you, but that's still my child and you're right. not allowed to discipline them.
Right.
You know, so right. it's like, but wait, you know.
But, and I think in that space, okay, because there's going to be people that go, okay, then what did you do? Okay, yep. Dina, what did you do? What did you guys do? I looked at you and I said, okay, here's the deal. This is how I yeah. discipline Gabri.
Yeah.
And you are welcome to come alongside me if you see that I do something maybe out of step, or maybe yeah. if you want to call me out on something, let's go to the side. Let's have a conversation about it. And then let's redirect it. Let's fix it. The same with you. It'd be like if you handled something that I did not think you handled it properly,
yeah.
or I'm literally watching our sweet girl like either blow up or it's just not working out in that space. Yeah. She's not responding well. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's hold on.
Yeah.
Let's back up from this situation and let's try again.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because what you're doing is you're creating expectations, you're creating boundaries. Yeah. You're also creating a safe space, not just for the child, but for that parent.
And you're also showing that child that mom and dad
are a team.
You're mm-hmm. a unified force. And in a way that kind of goes back. I think we said this a couple episodes ago when we were talking about dating, but you know, I think this is one of those conversations that you have when you're courting,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, you know, and also when you're newly married, you know,
yeah.
before you have kids, but, you know, especially courting, you know, when one of you is a single parent, I almost said single spouse.
Yeah.
Like, that's not right. That's
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
You know, but again, those conversations of, hey, when we become parents,
mm-hmm.
what kind of parents are we going to be? How are we going to discipline our child?
Yeah.
You know, where's the line?
Yeah.
You know, and also keeping in mind that every child is different.
Yeah.
You know, every child is going to respond different. Every child is going to respond to discipline different.
Yes.
You know, so again, it was, yes, that was one of those conversations that we had to have almost immediately.
Yes. Yes.
You know, very, very early in the process, we had to have that conversation versus, you know, a couple that's getting together and they don't have children and they're
right.
planning on, okay, well, in 3 to 5 years, we're going to have kids.
Right.
You know, okay, fine. You have at least 3 to 5 years to have these conversations.
Right. Right.
You know, we had to have it almost day one.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, but again, have that conversation. Have
yes.
those conversations. Talk about those things. You know, they're not the fun, joyful, laughter, hurting my side
yeah.
conversations that's all about hearts and butterflies and rainbows screaming through the sky.
Right.
But they're the necessary conversations.
Yes.
They're the kingdom
yes.
conversations. They're
yes.
the conversations that's going to cause your relationship to be strong and last.
Yes.
You know, we're having a conversation today with my parents at lunch, talking about how they've been married for 51 years, over 51 years.
It's beautiful.
You know, and then my mom's parents were married 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's parents were still not 100% sure, but they were married somewhere around 50 years.
Yeah.
Either just shy of or just over.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you're looking at that kind of legacy. You're looking at those marriages
yeah.
that are lasting. You know, I want to say your mom and dad, you know, probably what, over 40 years?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah. Because they got married when I was 9.
Yeah.
I'll be 49.
Turn 49.
Babe.
Whoa.
Listen, y'all.
Yeah.
I take gift cards and I will put my Cash App up.
Yeah.
I'm about, yes, on the 31st of May, I am going to be turning 49.
Yes.
My parents got married when I was 9.
Yeah.
And yes, here's the funny haha is my mom and my stepdad. He's been my dad since I was 9. And for a season. They were divorced. They divorced for about 3 years,
yep.
stayed friends, and then got remarried. So,
did their hearts skip a beat, but so did their marriage.
I will let you tell them that joke.
I will.
She will laugh because she's got a fantastic sense of humor. She really does.
Yeah.
I don't fall far from her tree. It's fine. But she's so as much as we say that 3 years has kind of been like ejected out, so less than 49 years,
yeah.
they have been together off and on, yes, for 49 years. That's a
40.
40. Yeah, 40 years.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. So it is, and it's like I'm looking, you know, was it hard, easy? What were the challenges? What was the fun part? Like, we're going over all of it. You guys can decipher
like
how
all the questions together.
Yeah, it's like you guys can decipher it for what it is. What was the fun part? The fun part was that, I don't know, part of me just goes, you just finally just say, this is it. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, like the first couple of years, it was a lot of yelling in our house. There was a lot of
A lot of raised voices,
a lot of slamming doors, a lot of crying, a lot of out of control moments.
Yeah.
And so when we tell you guys, like, yes, we did the courtship. Yes, our foundation is built on certain things, but it was almost like, let's kind of, what you're looking at.
Sorry. Me. Yeah. I had an image in my head.
What?
I had an image just pop in my head to kind of explain what our first years of marriage were like.
Okay.
A blacksmith.
Mm.
A blacksmith heating and hammering three different pieces of metal together.
Man, babe.
I mean, I know earlier we talked about the triple rated chord.
Yeah.
You know, the man, the wife, and,
yeah.
and Jesus. But bringing your family together, it was like the process of us coming together as a family. It was like,
man,
because because that metal has to get heated so high.
Yeah.
And the hammer does not come down gently.
Yeah.
You know, sparks fly. There's sweat. There's soreness. There's there's noise.
Yeah.
And, you know, but at the end, you've got a beautiful product that lasts.
Man. Aw. Man. Because when I was trying to explain it, like, it's funny you say, it's not even funny that you say it, because I immediately thought of gold, like being purified, like the dross coming to the top.
Yeah.
And again, we've got some of our listeners, like, again, guys, it's not even, like, you might be married for quite some time, and you guys have hit a space, and you're standing back going, okay, now what? Let the heat come on. You know, let the Holy Spirit come and refine the places, you know, because every season, you know, even though there might be hard seasons, there might be fun seasons, there might be easy, what seems to be easy seasons. The fact is that every season, it comes with something.
Yeah.
And you get to rediscover something that's inside of this person. I say this all the time to our children. Like, you literally have the potential of heaven residing inside of you.
Yeah.
And God has planted everything inside of you, that everything that you're going to be and all the things that you're going to become and the stuff that you get to do and just all of the beauty and all of the giftings of who you are is literally, he put it in your DNA.
Yeah.
When he made you, formed you in your mother's womb, wonderfully, fearfully made, right? So knowing that there is literally everything inside of you, people are like, yeah, but then you grow and you learn. Yeah, but God, he graced you with certain things inside of you. And so I'm not saying that you're not learning. I'm saying that, like, those things are sprouting. They're taking root. They're unearthing themselves. And then sometimes, like our backyard, as for instance, our home is over 20 years old.
Yeah.
Things that were planted here by the previous owners are starting to fade away.
Yeah.
Their time has, it's come to an end.
Yeah.
The beauty and the stature of this tree, okay, it's now needs to go. And so it's like, even though there may be some things that you stand back and say, wow, that's not even the same, or maybe, wow, that seems to be dying. What if that's the intent?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about your marriage.
No.
I'm not talking about your family, but I'm talking about maybe this is a season of your life. Maybe this is just who you've been for so long. Maybe this business transaction, or maybe this career, or maybe this pathway that you've been going, and then all of a sudden you're standing at a crossroad and you're saying, now what?
Yeah.
What's the next step, Father?
Yeah.
And he's like, I want you to drop off that thing. And I want you to start unearthing the thing that I have created for the next leg of your journey.
Yeah.
And that, so the 10 minutes of our explanation at the beginning of our podcast today was literally you guys listening to us.
Yeah.
As we're saying, wow, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. And it's about those moments that embracing the moments when it brings a tear to your eye.
Yeah.
To know the things that you've dropped off, the things that you've picked up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't mean that they've been wasted.
Not at all.
The enemy's going to tell you that that time has been wasted.
Yep.
Even the hard, even the stuff that you go, man, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing is wasted in the kingdom.
No.
There's nothing wasted. Learn from that moment. Rejoice in that moment. Appreciate, celebrate, grieve. Like you said at the beginning, grieve.
Yeah.
But then don't let it keep you there.
Don't stay there. Don't stay in that grief.
Bless it, thank it, and then keep walking.
Yeah.
Thank him. Thank him for getting you through it. And then lean into him, knowing that he has nothing but good.
Yep.
And he will grace you, and he will equip you, and he will bring people along the way with you to remind you that you can do this. You will do this, and you will succeed, and it will be better than what you even asked, thought, or imagined.
That's right. Amen. That's good.
Tissue.
Yes. I think we hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let today be the beginning of a new day.
Yes.
And let today be the start of the chapter that gets to unfold of you. It gets to unfold in front of you even tomorrow.
Yes.
Trust him. Trust him.
Yeah.
And when you don't know, take a deep breath in, let it out, and then just be still and let him be God.
Yes.
Have the best week, guys.
Enjoy the journey.